We are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 2. Krishna's Kaviraj was very old, could die at any moment when he compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita. So as he's writing, oftentimes he gives summaries of what he intends to write if he lives. He writes about the Leela and teachings of Mahaprabhu in a synopsis. Oftentimes in the end of a chapter, he writes a synopsis, which is a summary or a preview of what he will cover, even in future chapters. In Madhyakanda, Madhyalila, I'll discuss this, Nantilila. The book is like this. Srila Prabhupada, when he was translating the books, after he translated the first canto, then he started the 10th canto. Obviously, he wanted to go in sequence from 1st to the 12th. That was his life's mission. But he saw that he could leave any time, so he wanted to give the Siddhanta Sar, the essence of Siddhanta, and he wanted to reveal the Madhurya Mahima, the Bhagavan Sri Krishna Madhurya Mahima. So after finishing the first canto, Prabhupada came to America. Jai Ho, Krishna Balaki, Jai Ho. After finishing the first canto and Prabhupada came to America, he translated the 10th canto. And he produced in 1969 the Krishna book. And then after that, after giving the 10th canto, then he went back to do the 2nd and 3rd and 4th. So this particular chapter, Madhyalila chapter 2, is all about the Antya Lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Antya Lila comes after Madhyalila. There's so many chapters, 25, or this is chapter 2, there's 25 chapters or so in Madhyalila. And long, at the very end of the book, he'll start describing Antya Lila, Gambhir, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Gambhir Lila, very confidential, very secret, rahasya topics. But fearing that he would not complete the outline of his book, because any author who writes a book, they make an outline, chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. So the Gambhir Lila, fearing that he wouldn't get to that Gambhir Lila, then he gave the synopsis he's explaining here. All these descriptions we're hearing are the highest discussion of Prayojana Tattva, the highest possible understanding of Prayojan. Prayojan means the conclusion, the Siddhanta. The Siddhanta is love of God. That is the Siddhanta. The perfection of all Vedanta is Bhakti, Bhakti Vedanta. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So he taught, and the Shastras teach, and Gauranga taught, love of God is the Prema Pumarta Mahan. It is the ultimate art. It is the ultimate art and primary necessity of the human being is to realize his potential to love God. We are loving mammon. We're loving everything, nation, country, family, friends, relatives, but we're not loving God. We know how to love, but we're not learning how to love God. So that is the basic Siddhanta. But then what is the Siddhanta Sar? What is the essence of love of God? The essence of love of God is that personality of God, which is the greatest object of love, which is the greatest lover. Is Ram the greatest lover? Is Vishnu the greatest lover? Is Dwarkadish the greatest lover? Is Mathuranath the greatest lover? Or is Damodar, Madhav, Shamsundar, is he the greatest lover? There's gradations of love. Everywhere there's hierarchy and gradations. Good, better, best. Poor, average, poor, middle class, rich, ultra rich, super rich, filthy rich. There you have, he's a Lakpati. You heard this? Lakpati. He's a Krorpati. Then he's an Arab. He's an Arab. He's an Arab with all the oil, and he's an Arab. The Arab is an Arab putti. So even rich is super rich, super, super rich. So there's God, then there's super God, then there's super, super God. So then there's devotees, there's Hanuman, because everyone's in Ram Bhav. Hanuman, he is a pure devotee of the Lord. He lives in one form, he's living in Kim Purusha Loka, which is near the earth, Kim Purusha Loka. And he's worshiping his murti of Sita and Ram there, because Ram asked him to stay in the material world to bless the people. Because wherever the Ramayana is spoken, and Hanuman comes there and gives his darshan. Siddhanta Sar, the essence of all Siddhanta, is Braja Prem. That's the topmost form of Prem. And the essence of all devotees, the topmost of all devotees, is of course the Brajvasis. The love of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj is much greater than the love of Dasharath and Kaushalya and Ayodhya. Much far superior. And then the love of Krishna's friends is much greater than the love of Ram's friends. So he's the supreme form of Godhead, and he has the supreme form of devotees, and the supreme abode of the Lord, which is Braja Gokul. So this topmost devotee of all those Brijvasis is Srimati Radharani ki jai. So now, how does Radharani feel? How does Radharani love Krishna? What is he? Because she is the Prayojana Acharya. The Prayojana Acharya is Radharani. She is the Prem Guru of Krishna. Krishna says, Prem Guru, Ami Shishyahai. I am dancing. Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radharani, you are my Prem Guru. And I am your Shishya. I am studying, and your teachings are making me dance. Nudge. I am dancing. This is one shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the supreme guru of love is Radharani, teaching the supreme form of love, Braja Prem, Gopika Prem. Radharani is coming as Gauranga Mahaprabhu as a teacher, as a rasik, and as a teacher, a guru. What are the teachings of Radharani called? There's eight of them. Shikshastakam. Who spoke that? No, Radharani. Because you speak according to your bhav. You speak according to your bhav. Your bhav, your mood, your mellow, your feelings, you're full of greed and for money, then you speak about money. And you speak about so many things. Shikshastangam was spoken in the Gambira, during Gambira Leela, when Krishna was relishing Radharani's bhav at the pitch, at the topmost extent. The Mahabhav of Radharani. This, his heart was in Mahabhav. His mind was his Mahabhav. So then, wherever your heart and mind is, that's where you are. If your heart and mind are into women, then you're into women, and guaranteed, you will become a woman. That's all that's in our mind, or your mind. So when Gauranga spoke the Shikshastakam, Radharani was speaking through his mouth. Radharani is saying Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So in Shikshastakam, Radharani is teaching the Sambandha, the Abhideya, and the foundation, the premise, and the practice, and the goal, which is prema. What type of prema? Two aspects of prema, Sambhog and Viraha. Viraha means separation, and sambhog means milan, enjoying together. Sambhog, enjoying together. So this she taught in Shikshastakam. And the last verse, in the seventh verse, we hear about sambhog prem and milan. Yugayatam, in separation, viraha. Yugayatam name shena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam chagat saram govinda virahenam govinda viraha govinda viraha govinda kaha. Where is Govinda? Radharani's in intense separation, burning at every minute away from Krishna. She's burning. Her mind and heart are burning. Her body is trembling. She's crying. Where is my Krishna? But then Krishna comes in a spurti, or he comes directly, sakshat darshan. Prema Lingadam. And then he's everything. Then it's he's my Lord, birth after birth. He can crush my ribs with his loving embrace. Or he can torment me by separation. So this is Prem Sambhog. This is the Ashlishiva Paratam Panashtam Adarshnam Amatam Kurutava Yatatata Vavidantan Lapato. But Paranatas to Sevana Paraha. So this whole section here is all about Vilap. It's all about Mahabhav. All these verses, Radharani's in Mahabhav. Divyonmad Mahabhav. Divyonmad. Divya, transcendental madness, divine madness, totally in separation from Krishna. Where is Krishna? I'm not seeing Krishna. He's left. He's gone to Mathura. Aidina diarda natahe. Maturnath kadavalokya se. Ridhyam alokam katuram. Then, Brahmiti, let's see, Dayate Brahmiti kim karomiham. Krishna's gone to Mathura. Now what can I do? My heart is breaking. I'm so bewildered. I don't know what to do. So in this mode, all these verses, they're all the Udgurna, Chitrajapa, Vilap. This is all the same. What we're studying, what we're hearing, which is so high up there in Prayojana Tattva, that Gauranga Radharani is teaching us, this is the experience of Mahabhav and Vrindavan, of the Brajagopis. This is the experience of one that's feeling separation from Krishna. How much hankering, how much absorption, how much pain of separation. So this whole section, this is all what we're hearing here. It's called the ecstatic manifestations of Lord Chaitanya. These are the 10 types of expressions. There's 10 types of expressions in Mahabhav, Divyonmad, Mahabhav. So that's what we're hearing. Radharani speaking in Mahabhav ecstasy and Gambhira Leela. In the last few months of her stay here in this world, just the last few months, the nectar, Krishna Dar Amrita, the nectar of the lips of Krishna and his transcendental gun, Divya gun and Charita, Krishna's transcendental characteristics and qualities surpass the taste of the essence of nectar. Sudha Amrita Sar. Sudha. Nectar. The Amrit, the essence of nectar. She's saying, the nectar of Krishna's lips and his qualities. And there is no fault in tasting such nectar. Radharani's saying, I can't be held culpable or blamable because I want to taste the nectar of Krishna's flute. Lips. Flute going through his lips. I want to taste the nectar of his qualities. Tasting the nectar of his qualities means that Radharani's with Krishna and she sees his qualities in action. Because devotees wear their qualities. We don't write down a list. 26 qualities of a devotee. Now the 26 qualities, they are our Shringar. Gun Shringar. We decorate our bodies with the qualities of a Vaishnava. As Krishna's Kaviraj says, a Gaudiya Vaishnava doesn't preach philosophy. He doesn't preach philosophy. He wears his philosophy. He wears it. Like you wear your clothing, right? Avaran, kapra avaran. You cover yourself with clothing. So we cover ourselves with devotional qualities, dainya, shanti. We're peaceful, we're humble, we're caring, we're loving. Controlling the senses. So these are the qualities. This is the nose ring and the bangles and the rings and the belt and the pocketbook and the dress and everything, the sari, dhoti. These are the coverings, the umbara. Vaishnav gun umbara. The Vaishnav is covered with all good qualities. So Radharani is saying that when I'm with Krishna, I experience his good qualities. And it's like the essence of all nectar to be with such a beautiful person as Krishna. And I'm missing him tremendously. However, if I'm in separation from Krishna, I can experience the same essence of nectar by hearing about Krishna Shravan, Gun Shravan, Guna Kirtan, Guna Kirtan. When my Sakhi Mandris surround me and they engage in Kirtan, they glorify Krishna's qualities. They glorify Krishna's 64 qualities. And I listen to them and I shiver in ecstasy and I cry in remembrance of Krishna. Oh, Krishna's Bashavit. Oh, Lalita Sakhi, Radharani, Lalita Sakhi says, listen, Radharani, I'm going to describe now the Bashavit gun of your sham. Bashavit. Bashavit means he's expert in all languages. Your sham is expert in all languages. Vit, he has attained perfection and conquered all languages. Acha? Yes. Hey, Sakhi, soon. Your Krishna, he can speak to the totas. He can speak to the parrots. And what does he speak to them? He says, hey, Shuk, hey, Shari, please tell me about Radha Gun. So when Lalita Sakhi is glorifying Krishna's qualities to pacify and mollify the burning fire of Radharani's separation, then she even explains to her how much Krishna is in love with you. That when this is the Guna Kirtan of Lalita that I'm translating. When Lalita is singing the qualities of Krishna to satisfy and please her Swamini Radha, then she talks about how much Krishna is controlled by Radha and how much Krishna loves Radha. So now he's showing the quality of Bashavit. I'm an expert in language. See, I can speak to the birds. I can speak to the cows. I can speak to the animals. So Radharani is relishing the Sudha Amrita Sar, the essence of nectar, hearing Krishna, hearing Lalita glorifiers speaking about Krishna's qualities in a Guna Kirtan. And then Lalita says, not only that, Radharani, Krishna is expert in all the languages. He can speak Devanagari. When Shiva and Brahm and Indra and Vayu, when they come in the afternoon and Aparan Leela at 5:30 in the evening when Krishna is going in Uttaragoshta Leela, Uttaragoshta, when Krishna is coming out from the pasturing grounds, Uttaragoshta Leela, then the Devas come. Because the verse is about Radharani says, oh, when I experience Krishna's Charitan Gun, then I feel there's the greatest nectar, this greatest happiness that I'm feeling. So now I'll give an example how she's feeling happiness just by hearing about the Guna Kirtan, hearing about the qualities. Krishna's not there. She's in separation. But she's hearing about Krishna's Madhurya Gun, his Rupa Madhurya, his Leela Madhurya, Prema Madhurya. So this is Guna Kirtan. So now, Lalita Sakhi says, not only that, not only does Krishna speak Devanagari, when the Devas come to glorify him during Uttaragoshta Leela, they come down and offer stutis and stotrams. Om tad vishnu param param sada pashanti sriyo jajiva chakshuratatam tad viprasto jagivam sasminite vishnu yat param param om shrom om. They speak so many verses from Rig Veda and Samaveda. And Krishna is there. This is called Lagudi. This is Lagudi. You know Lagudi? Lagudi means cowherding stick. It's under Krishna's arm. All right. See this? This is a Kala Padma. A toy lotus. How do you say toy lotus? Play lotus. Kailana. Kailana means play? Kailana. Kailana Padma. Kailana Padma means a play lotus. This is a lotus with Krishna plays. There's a stem of a lotus and lotus flower. So Krishna is leaning like this on his cowherding stick. All the devas are there. Big golden crowns and all their vimans are there. Nandi's there and the Hansa's there and Kartikeya's Amor is there. Giant peacock. And all the coward boys are saying, wow, Subha, look at the size of that peacock. Wow, that more, that's really, cause you know, peacock, right? Peacock? More. So, Kartikeya Skanda, the son of Shiva, he doesn't have a Ferrari or a Porsche or something. He drives in a peacock. And so the peacock is parked over there at Govindakund or wherever, by Nandagram. On the way into Nandagram, they pull into some parking lot. The peacock and the swan and Nandi bull. And then they dismount their vimans and they stand in front of Krishna for two purposes. They want to purify their tongues by glorifying Krishna's qualities and pastimes, the devas. And they speak Devanagari. And they want to purify their hearts by bathing in the Goduli. The Braj Goduli. Braja Goduli. They want to purify and and fill their hearts with Braj Bhav by having all that Goduli and Govinda Charana Duli. Govinda Charana Duli. Govinda Charana Duli is Prem Pradatta. Prem Pradatta. Brajaraj is Prem Pradatta. Prem Pradatta means that Brajaraj can give prema of Radha and Krishna. The dust from Krishna's body can give prema. The dust from his feet. Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Parajal, Bhakta Uchishta, Teen Mahabal. So these is same thing, as above, so below. The dust from Krishna's feet gives prema. The remnants from his mouth give prema. The water from his feet, the charanamriti, gives prema. And similarly, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying in Antilila of the same book, Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Parajal, Bhakti Uchishta, Teen Mahabal. He says that the uchishta, the remnants of food, the prasad which the Vaishnava has eaten, and the Bhakta Parajal, the pani, the water that has washed his feet, and the dust, Bhakta Paraj, the dust from his feet, all of these three have Teen Mahabal. Very powerful. What power? And the next verse says one can easily get Krishna Prem by these. The same thing. The demigods come down so they can get blessed with Braja Prem by the dust. And they offer all these sutis, and Krishna's like this. He's leaning on his coward stick, looking at the clouds. Oh, okay. And he's twirling. So Krishna's twirling his lotus flower. So then, Lalita says, and when the devas come like that, then you're Krishna. He speaks in Devanagari. He speaks to the Tota. He speaks in, but Radharani, do you know Krishna's Basha Vit? Do you know really why Krishna's Sarva Basha Vit? Sarva Basha Vit means he's expert. Vidvan, Vit. Vit means Vijay and Vidvan. He's expert in all the languages. The language of the devas. Deva Bhashya, Devanagari, the language Pashu Bhashya. He can speak to the animals, to the cows, to the Pakshi Bhashya. He can speak to the birds. But Krishna's real expertise is that Krishna knows how to speak Prem Bhashya, the language of love. And when Lalita says that, then Radharani just starts crying. Yes. Yes, surata katamritam. Immediately when Lalita says that Krishna speaks, his expertise in sarvabhashya vit is because of his expertise in speaking love talks with his beloved. Immediately Radharani remembers Nidivan Leela. And Nidivan me bandur bole, shri radha radha. Nidivan me bandur bole. Shri Radha Radha. The monkeys in Nidivan, they chant Shri Radha Radha, Shri Radha Radha. So, when Lalita describes how Krishna speaks the language of love, this is his Vittama. Sarva Bhashya Vittama. This is his supreme excellence, speaking lovingly and speaking love talks. So Radharani remembers Nidivan Leela after Ras, and they're together in the flower bed, and they're reclining there. And Krishna, they're lying together. Krishna's looking at Radha so sweetly, and Radha's looking at Krishna, and Krishna's taking his finger and he's going over Radharani's hair. Because she's lying like this and some hair coming over her ears. So he's taking his finger going, so Radharani, how is your... And then he starts speaking. It's called Surata Katamritam. The nectar of intimate love talks. So then Krishna says, oh, Radharani, how is your hair so fine? And it's so fine. And then Krishna asks this question and Radharani replies, it's so fine because the texture of your skin is so fine. And then Radharani says, but how is your hair so black? Your kesha is so sham color. Krishna is asking this question and Radharani replies, because your love is so deep and so mysterious. And I can't understand the depth of your love. It mystifies me to no end. So something that's very mysterious is very deep and very dark. So that my hair can't be any other color because my hair is reflecting the deep, dark, unlimited mysteries of your loving expressions. So they're talking back and forth like this. Surata Kadhamrita, Vishnu Chakravarti has described. So now, because the verse is about when Radharani hears the gun and Charitan gun of Krishna, she feels so much happy. And if one does not taste it, he should immediately die after birth. And if his tongue is to be considered, and his tongue, if someone hasn't spoken about Krishna's qualities and his pastimes, then his tongue is like a frog. Bake jiva, mandak, maindak, maindak, maindak jiva. Maindak jiva, frog tongue. Oh, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? Oh, really? Yeah. Ooh. What else? Oh, then he said this. Acha? And she said this. Yeah. And then he, huh? Ooh, acha. He's a devotee? Oh, yeah. He's a devotee. Acha? Devotees do like that? Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes. And then this is called maindakata. Maindak kata. Frog talks. Useless gramikata. No value. And so in the words of Radharani, such a person that doesn't talk Leela Kata, doesn't talk Krishna pastimes, Naam Gun Rup Leela, he should die as soon as he takes birth. Better you die. Oh, you're taking birth. Oh, Jai ho. Here's a box of sweets. We had a son. Now die. Marna hoga. Avi janma, avi marana. Okay, hello, Om Prakash Agarwal. Okay, goodbye. Because Om Prakash Agarwal is only going to talk about money, paisa, this, that, gramikata, cricket, sports, politics, women, this, that, the other thing. So Radharani's saying, Marana Najivana. It's like, you know, when Narada Muni met the different people, he said, Marana Najivana, and this and that. So Radharani's blessing is, oh, you're not going to glorify my Krishna Gun Kirtan, Krishna Leela Kirtan, Krishna Charita? Then die. Better you die. So if Radharani's wish in her ecstasy of separation comes true, then the population of this world will diminish rapidly, instantly. The 6 billion people on this world will diminish to about 500. There's about 500 people on this planet that are speaking about the Naam, Rup, Gun, and Leela of Sri Krishna and Radha. So if Radharani had her sankalpa fulfilled, it would be a really peaceful world. And blissful world. And she says, all right, if you happen to be living, what is the value of your, what is the jiva art? Jiva art. The value of your tongue. It's useless if you're not speaking about my Krishna. Mora Prananath Sham. Mora Prananath Swamini Radha. So we'll end there. And Radharani, what is Radharani telling us? Radharani is our guru. Prayojana Tattva Guru Radhahe. Radha appearing as Gauranga. Radha appears as Gauranga to teach Braja Prem. Gauranga appears as the six Goswamis to distribute Gauranga Prem. The six Goswamis appear as a Guru Parampara, Mahajana Parampara to distribute Gauranga Krishna Prem. But the origin, the source of Braja Prem, the origin, the source of Krishna Prem is none other than Radha, 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 Bol. It's about Radharani for the devotee of Braj. We are meant to be devotees of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. Auradya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayo Sridham Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachidupasana Brajabudu Vir Sakalpita Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Primam, let's say, Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Gyanam Prema Pumarta Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. This is the bhavana, this is the idea, conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Araradya Deva is Sham Sundar Brajendra Nandan Krishna with Radha. And what's the best way to worship them? Ramya, that very Ramya. Raman Reti, Ramya. Ramya means delightful. Kamyavan, Kamya, Ramya. Ramya means delightful. Delightful, delectable, tasty, sweet, intimate, confidential, charming, beautiful. Loving puja of the Braja Gopis. That's Ramya Kachit Upasana. Ramya Upasana. Brajabadu. Brajabadu beer. Brajavadu. Brajavadu means the newly married brides. They were married a few weeks. They're tender. They're sweet. They're submissive. They're beautiful. And those are the gopis of Vrindavan that are worshipping Krishna. That mood, that mellow, that is what is taught in Gaudiya, in the Ragmarg of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That is what the Goswamis came to distribute.